Let's continue with the maimer that we're learning from Rav Reuven Sasson. Toh tzadik, the inyan of tzadik, tzadik yisad oylam, shayvavim. We're talking about the tchunas of the tzadik, the midah of yisod. And this is leading up to the definition of what I mentioned last week, the miskala, which means the skill, the koch tibi machriya. Tibi machriya, the inyan of the tzaddik is that all the decisions, all the choices that he makes in life, the nekuda hapnimis is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the Kudah Pnimis. That's where we're up to on page Yud Zayin. V'yu kol ma'asech l'shem shemayim. So Chazal summed that up. V'yu kol ma'asech l'shem shemayim. Each one of us is pulled in a million directions. There are all kinds of steers in a person. You're being pulled in all different directions. And the midah of yesod is that the person who's being pulled left and right, the question of his life is always, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for me this moment? That's the labas eish, that's the pnimius of the midah of yesod. We were learning this last week. Lev echad. Based upon what does a person make a decision? Where are you going to live? How do you decide what neighborhood you're going to live in? There are many, many things that are going into choosing a neighborhood. The price of the homes, the schools, the parks. There are many, many things. Stores. There's so many things that go into choosing a place to live. And it becomes very, very confusing. All kinds of things to look at when you're moving into a neighborhood. The tzaddik, and again, I'm repeating, when we say the word tzaddik here, we're not talking just about Rav Moshe Feinstein. We're talking about Amir Kulam Tzaddik. The tzaddik way of deciding is, in the place that I'm with, the place that I'm thinking about living in, where I'm going to live, is that place in which my relationship and my family's relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it would seem to me, based upon what I'm thinking about and what I'm looking into, that neighborhood would be the best place to nurture my relationship with Hashem Yisbarach and my family's relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. In terms of my davening, in terms of my learning, in terms of my growth, it could be that the real estate there is more expensive. It could be you get less for your money. Look, let's face it. Anybody that owns a house over here for the same money, you could, if you want to move to some place, out of town, you could buy the whole block and build a school. And what you get over here is, your roof is leaking and you're trying to figure out how to make a second sink in your kitchen or something. And for the same money, you move to another neighborhood, and you could build a whole malchus over there, but. We're tzaddikim. We're trying to be tzaddikim. And therefore, the question that you and your wife, if you're zeichet to be married, the question that you have with your wife is, where is the best place to raise Jewish children? Obviously, we're not in Eretz Yisrael now, but where we have to be, for whatever reason, we're stuck right now. But in Chutz Laaretz, within our means and so on, obviously, what we're able to manage, Where would the Baruch Shalom have the biggest nachas ruach from us? That's the hachra. So there's always a scale. Every decision that you make, where you go to work. I had a guy a few weeks ago that has a fantastic job, but the inyan of kedusha in that place for different reasons is not important to talk about. It's almost impossible because of how the office is set up and the way couple of the people there are, it's impossible, and he left that position. He left the position. He's, as of, I didn't speak to him for a little bit, but he still doesn't have another position. But the reason not was not because of pay. He was doing great. And not because he didn't enjoy the job. He enjoyed the job. But he said, I can't be a Jew in this place. Now, the other Jews that are there feel that they could be Jews. There are a few other from people there. But his feeling is, what I understand Hashem wants a Jew to be like, it's not working over here. That's the scale, that miskel, the scale. That way to be machria, to make those choices. Let's see the words. You come on sechel l'shem shamayim, the last three lines on the page. This, of course, is all tied into shayuvim. I'll talk about that in a minute. Hu hayedeyas Hashem b'chol drochov umaisav. Hu hayedeyas Hashem b'chol drochov umaisav, where I live. How do you make a decision where to send your kid to school? So I've had thousands of conversations over the years with parents on this subject. Some will come in, which school will give my kid the biggest advantage to getting to an Ivy League college? In other words, where would be the best place to send my kid to try to see to it that he won't ever have any Yiras Shamayim the rest of his life? That's really, if we want to say it over nicely, where's the likelihood of him having the least Yiras Shamayim? Now, of course, the parents will say, but Rabbi, we just want, is there anything wrong with our worrying about our son having a parnasa? I'm against a Jew having a parnasa. Try to think of something else. What are you sending your kid to do? What do you want to send your kid to this place? Not to this school and to go to some place where what's going to be over there. These are cheshbainas. And that, the you call my sechel l'shem shamayim, who are you there's Hashem b'chol drachav amai. So the question is always, what is it that will give Hashem the biggest nachas ruach? Not what's politically correct, what looks nice, what's appealing, what's pretty. Who are you there's Hashem b'chol drachav amai. In the words of Rav Kook, ki hashi'ifa l'kirvas elokim. This she'ifa for kirvas elokim, the longing for kirvas elokim, b'roim uza, in the height of its strength, rak hi, hine hayisod ha-merkazi l'chol hanetiyas. That's what we're up to. And he's alluding to the mid of yisod. Not alluding to it, just saying it outright. And the way that Rav Kook writes things, he makes it look, it's just the sentence, and the word yisod is just part of the sentence. He used the word yisod here. Hinei hayisod hamerkazi l'chol hanetiyas. Every minute of life. What is the yisod hamerkazi? What is the foundational point of my life? Hayisod hamerkazi l'chol hanetiyas. L'chol hanetiyas. All the work that we're supposed to be doing with our kids and our grandchildren in this mid of yisod is to raise children who are going to live their lives asking this question, that when your kid, Mitzvah Shem, when your kid grows up, he has young parents here, when your kid grows up, and Mitzvah Shem, you'll be happily married, have a great wife, and hopefully we'll all be in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Shem. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where to live? What yeshiva? So we could all be in Eretz Yisrael, but even there, where? Where is my place? And the question that your kid is going to have, and he's going to sit down and talk over with his wife, or your daughter with her husband, is where can we be the best Jews we could possibly be? Where can we be the best Jews we could possibly be? And there were some people, I mentioned this in a thing with my wife and I were talking to the women two, three months ago about the need of moving to Eretz Yisrael, because there's such a big push with Hashem to go back to Eretz Yisrael. It has a lot to do with what's been going on, even before the corona started with all the sinister Yisrael. And there are a number of people who were very surprised, and I got some reactions from different places in the world, When I mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik, who, as you know, was a very great Ohev Tzion, that Rav Soloveitchik said, that Rabbi Yoshe Ben said that when he was asked about moving or where to live, here or there, Rabbi Yoshe Ben's answer was always, wherever you can be most effective as a Jew. Wherever your Yiddishkeit will thrive. Wherever you feel you could do best as a Yid. It wasn't geographical. As much as he appreciated more than anybody Eretz Yisrael, he was on fire with Eretz Yisrael. But where can you thrive as a Jew? So Rav Kook is saying, Rakhi hine hayisod hamerkazi l'chol hanetiyas kirvas hashi'if l'kirvas alukim. That is the yisod hamerkazi l'chol hanetiyas. Netiyas means that we're being pulled in different directions. We have different inclinations. The ikir is to build a child, to raise a child, where the child lives, where the yisod hamerkazi of his life is Yiddishkeit. That's the yisod hamerkazi. How does he choose a wife? You have sons, they're getting older. What's the criteria for choosing a wife? What's the criteria? Think back about what your criteria was, if you want to go there. Hopefully it didn't work out that way. What's your child, what do you want your son's criteria to be in choosing a wife? What's he looking for in a wife? What's your daughter looking for in a husband? What are they looking for? Not say words that they told him in school. Bemis, what are they looking for? What are they looking for? They're all different things. This you want he wants the girl to be fun. He wants the girl to be pretty. He wants the girl to come from a nice family. He wants the girl to have good meals. He wants the girl to be smart. He wants all different things. There's a whole chant of things, and everybody wants everything. What's the nekud ha-merkazis? What's the yisod? That's the midah of yisod. That's the midah of tzaddik. The difference between a tzaddik and a regular person, again, doesn't have to be a big tzaddik. The difference between a person who lives in the world of tzaddik, of yisod, is that the way that he makes his or her decisions in life is always from that perspective of hashi'ifa l'kirvas elukim. Makihine hayisod imekzi l'chalantiyas hachukais v'hashi'ifas shel hanefesh. There are many chukas and shi'ifas. A person has all kinds of aspirations and desires. Obviously, if somebody is being tempted by something that is the opposite of Kedusha, there's nothing that's stronger to save the person, to rescue him from failing, than this way of thinking, this way of living. The decision, should I watch this or should I not watch this? Is this a person that should be my friend? I should be friends with, or is this somebody maybe it would be better to stay away from? All of these decisions. Hein kulon noivos mimena, by the tzaddik, everything, all of the decisions are coming noivos mimena. All of the sheifas, it's all coming from that yisod. From that foundation, hayisod hamerkazi l'chol hanetiyos. And this is really, I want to make it very clear, because there's so much to talk about with Shovavim, the time that we're in right now, that we just started, Shovavim. And a few people asked me, what does it mean, b'chlal, what's it about? So, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, just to clarify this connection, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Rishoyim Saviv Yishaleichun. Listen carefully. Rishoyim Saviv Yishaleichun. It means, it's in Perek Yud Beis, in Tehillim. Rishoyim Saviv Yishaleichun means that the trademark of the Rasha is the opposite of that we're talking about with the Tzaddik. Where the Tzaddik has that Yisod HaMerkazi, from which all of his decisions come, and everything that he is about all comes from that Yisod HaMerkazi, that Yisod HaMerkazi L'chol HaNetiyos. The trademark of the Rasha, of the non-Tzaddik, Rasha is a very hard word, but David Mel uses the word Rasha. But the trademark of the Rosh is Soviv Rishayim is Aleicha. I don't have to translate that. Soviv means he drays around. Soviv, the Rishayim are always, the Indian of the Rosh is that his life, he might have nice ideas and occasionally he's inspired, but Soviv Rishayim is Aleichem, he's always draying around. He's always Soviv Rishayim is Aleichem. The way that the Rosh is that in this world, like it's like Chazal tell us, there's a proizder, and the proizder is to get the proizder the hallway to get you to the tracklin, to get you to the banquet hall, whatever, right? So Sovri Rishayim Yisaleichun, the difference is like this: the Rosh is dovuk in the proizder. The dveikus of the Rosh is in the hallways of the world, but the tzaddik is dovuk in the tracklin. What does that mean? It means that tzaddik is always thinking, at this moment, if I make this choice for this neighborhood, for this school, if I make this choice, is this a choice that, based upon what I understand and what I've found, is this a choice that will most likely place my son, my daughter, eventually, in the life of the tracklin, in that place of the tracklin? What will bring my kid to the Heichel HaMelech, to the place of the king? What will bring me to that place? Sovi Rishayim Yisaleichun means that the Rishayim, they get completely caught up in the hallway, in the prozdor. They get lost, and they get lost. Their machshava is not the tracklin, it's the prozdor. What could I enjoy? What's available in the hallways? You know, in the places of this world, and therefore Rishoyim Soviv Yisalechon are always draying around. Now, here's where the word Shovev comes from. It's even similar to the word Sovev, Shovev. So I looked a little bit in the English to see how is the word Shuv Ubanim Shovevim, right? How is the word Shovev or Shovav, as it's found in Tanakh, how is it translated? So in some places they'll translate it as unruly, unruly. I even saw one place where there was a translation like mischievous. There's a friend of mine, he's no longer alive, an old friend of mine that he used to come visit, and I remember my daughter Shani was little, so my friend used to say Shani Shovavani. He used to call her Shani Shovavani because she was always running around and pulling things down and breaking things when she was a little kid. So he used to call her Shani Shovavani. Shovavani means a mischief, a troublemaker. Shovev. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya Nun Zayin, Vayelech Shovav Biderech Libo. Vayelech Shovav Biderech Libo. The inyan of the Shovav, of that person who's a Shovav, is Vayelech Shovav Biderech Libo. He just follows what his heart wants. Not Seichel. Not that he makes this decision from this point of that we're talking about of Yesod. Vayelech shovav b'derech libo, the Novi Yeshaya says. When Hashem calls out, it says, the Baskel comes and says, Shuvu banim shovav. And it's supposed to be Yirmiyahu. Shuvu banim shovav. Shuvu banim shovav means unruly. It means shovav is like the word sovavim. To return, those who are draying around, Vayelach Shovav B'derach Libo. Every single time we say Kriyishma, we say, V'lo sasu achrei levavchem achrei neichem. What gets the person in trouble? What gets the person in trouble is he's Holech Shov, Vayelach Shovav Achar Libo. And in Kriyishma we say, V'lo sasu achrei levavchem achrei neichem. Don't be drawn away by your heart and by your eyes. Listen how this was worded. I just jotted down just quickly three favorite tzaddikim of mine, how they saw this inin of Shovav. Because we understand what the days of Shovim. Of course, Shovim stands for Shmos and Ve'ira and so on, but was the avoda of Shovavim. So in the words of Rabbi Nosson, it's in Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Hay, Nukut Halachas. Rabbi Nosson says, She'ikir She'ika kol hatzaras, ika kol hatzaras, va'agolias, the ika of all tzaras and all golias, heim ayidei chisoron das, she'ze b'chines shovavim. So Nosson says, the inyan of golas is the opposite of the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik could be chalila in some prison, somewhere in a dungeon, or God forbid in a concentration camp, but the tzaddik is living in that place of the Yesod HaMerkazi of Elokus. The ikka kol atzaras v'agolias hem ayde chisaron das sheze b'chinas shayvavim. So Nosson says that chisaron of das, Rabbi Nachum speaks about this in a number of places, that chisaron das is the inyan of shovavim. If you want to say in English, unruliness, but it's much deeper than that. Shekol echad holech ba'olam kemo mishuga. Nosson says, it means going in this life, living in this world, kemo mishuga. But when he says mishuga, he doesn't mean like somebody that's like, you know, acting like a nut. It means holech achalibah. Shekol echad holech ba'olam kemo mishuga, b'shoivav mamish. B'shoivav mamish. And he brings the pasuk, Vayelech shoivav b'derech libo. Ve'enu mistakel al tachliso hanitzchi. Ve'enu mistakel al tachliso hanitzchi. The meaning of Yesod is to live every moment of life with this question, Mahu hatachlis hanitzchi, the traklin. Where do I want to get to? Like any person that if you want to be a doctor, if you decide that you want to be a doctor, and you told your entire family and friends that I want to be a cardiologist. I want to be a cardiologist. It's a chush of a thing. I want to save people's lives. So then they ask you, did you get into medical school? He says, no, I'm going to law school. You said you want to be a cardiologist. Yeah, but I'm interested in law. Listen, if you have a lot of time to spare and you want to be a cardiologist when you're 50 or something, that's okay. But if you want to be a cardiologist and you're excited about it, saving people's lives by being a cardiologist, then you should be going to medical school. And probably in medical school, if you want to be a cardiologist, you should be more focused on and always have that in mind. What courses should I be taking? I don't know how it works in medical school, the courses and stuff, but which would be the best medical school for me? Which would be the best place to get an internship, a residency? If this is what I want to do with my life, I want to be a good cardiologist. So where should I go to be the best cardiologist I could be? Where should I go? What do I do? Anybody would say it with anything else in life. But when it comes to Yiddishkeit, it's amazing how it's not like that. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, everything else in life, if you want to be an attorney, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a dentist, you want to be an accountant. So you always are asking the question, where should I go? How should I spend my time that every single day of what I'm doing is taking me in that direction of the tracklin of being the successful ophthalmologist, of being a successful cardiologist? What are the steps that I have to take? You want to be a Rosh Hashiva. You want to be a Rosh Hashiva. So you remember I mentioned by when I was sitting shiva for my father, one of the things that I told the chevra, one of the stories that I remember, there's so many stories, but one of the things I remember is that when I decided that I wanted to go to be in chinuch, I never wanted to be a rabbi, but I wanted to be in chinuch. I wanted to be a rabbi in yeshiva, and I made that decision. It was a whole thing because my family was planning that I would be a lawyer. And that's what I thought. I was going to go to law school, and I was all set to start in September. And I decided that I would like to go to stay in learning, to stay in yeshiva. And it was a whole big tumult, that decision. Obviously, that was not expected. And I made the decision to stay in yeshiva and to go towards smicha to teach Torah. And I told some of you, remember by the shiva, that it was like a month or two into that, and it was a little bit like I think it was Pesach, getting closer to Pesach, and I was off from yeshiva. And my father saw me, it was a Sunday morning, and my father saw me that I was leaving with my glove, my baseball glove. I was going to the park to play ball with the guys. The Sunday morning, it's a It's a tradition. And I'm a traditional guy. And I was going to play ball. I had my glove on. And I was, my baseball hat, and I was headed out to go with the guys. So my father saw me, and he says, "Where are you going?" I said, I'm going to play ball, which I did. My father saw me doing that thousands of times as I was growing up. That's what I did most of the time. So my father said, "What do you mean?" I said, I'm going to 173rd Street. I'm meeting the guys. My father said, I thought you said you're going for smicha. So I just said, "Yeah, I'm going for smicha, but just going to go play a little ball." My father said, that's not how you get smicha. That was it. That's how you get smicha. And the look he had in his face was, going to play? I think like I was talking to a five-year-old. Now, I was doing that all the time. I would always go play. My father would tell me, have a nice time. He'd always say, hey, enjoy. Now, you decided that you wanted to be a Talmud Chacham, right? You want to be a Talmud Chacham. You want to stay learning Torah. And that's what you're doing. Okay, so I wasn't going to start explaining, why can't I just do it for an hour and I'll get back to it. My father, it was Oda Ya, Oda Nein. You understand? Make up your mind. You're either a little boy, or you want to be a Talmud Chacham. And I realized I got myself into this whole thing with my father, because it was the same thing. Like if he on a Friday night, if I was learning, my father and I would learn together. But if I, when I would sit back and I would like take a look at the Jewish press or something for 5 minutes, it's also a tradition, at least. It was back then, just to see, Abi Gesund for 2 minutes. So my father would say, that's how you spend the Shabbos. What are you looking at? And I never had a problem with that until then. I made this whole thing that I'm going for Sabicha. My father said, if you're going for that, then that's what you do. You don't do other things. Savir v'shoi misalei. A dry cup. That's what you are. You do something, you do it right. That's what you do. That's very extreme. It's very extreme. And my mother had some talks with him. And I think, he did lighten up a little bit, but I was still always careful. I was always careful. All the years, I was always careful, my father. And that inyan of a yelach shoivav b'derech libo. This is what Rabbi Nosson is talking about. Kol echad cholech b'olam kama meshuga. That's how meshugana goes. You want to be a doctor, and you're studying philosophy. You want to be a plumber, and you're studying carpentry. That's meshuga. The shoivav. That's the meaning of shoivav. That's the meaning of shoivav. Now, if our kids are being raised without having a strong sense of mahu ha-tachlis ha-nitzchi, what is the tachlis ha-nitzchi? They don't have a tachlis ha-nitzchi. Where am I trying to get? What am I getting to? What do I want to get to? You could have a kid that plays. He's playing basketball, and his whole dream is, and he plays in the schoolyard, and his whole dream is to get to play in the NBA. I understand that, and he does everything in his life to get to the NBA. I understand that. We have somebody who wants to be in the Olympics. If you want to be in the Olympics, then from the time that you're a kid, you have a certain regimen of what you have to do. If you want to get to the Olympics, you have to do something. But when it comes to Yiddishkeit, you say, I want to get to Olam Haba. I want to be a real Jew. So what is the regimen? What's required? What does that mean? So what's the, first of all, to be Mavar, what's the Tachlis HaNitzchi? And then what are the steps that are necessary? If not, Reb Nosson says, you're a person that's Vayelach Shoivav B'derech Libo, and he says, you're Meshuggah. That's what a meshuga does. In the language of the Mashiloch, of the Ishbitzah in Baha'u'llah Yitzchak, the Ishbitzah says the following sentence. Listen carefully to the words, the Ishbitzah is so deep. In Baal Oisre, he says, V'chein ha'odom b'navsho, yesh lo koichos shoivavim. Every person has b'navsho within him, koichos shoivavim, unruly koichos. There's a lack of seder, a lack of direction. Koichos shoivavim, shiroitzim lahachtiyo. And these koichos shoivavim within the person, roitzim lahachtiyo. They want to cause him to sin. Because that's what Golus brings. They want to cause him to sin. And these koiches hashoivavim within a person come from the almin d'charavu, which means, the Izvitzer speaks a lot about the, that you all know the Chazal say that before this world was created, Hashem was bara olamos machriv, and he created worlds and destroyed them, created worlds and destroyed them until he came to this world. And Hashem said, Dein hanoyin, this is the world that I want. But this which explains that in Chassidus, what that means, the meaning of Almond Charavim, those worlds that are destroyed. It means the same thing we were talking about this entire time. Almond Charavim means that in each one of our minds, there are choices. We have in our hearts and our minds, there are many, many choices. There is one choice among all of the choices that comes from the world of Tikkun. In the world of Tikkun, it's that choice. Sometimes we make mistakes, but that choice from the world of Tikkun is the choice of the tzaddik. Meaning that it's that choice of what Rav Kook calls Hayisod Hamerkazi. What about all the other choices? The other choices come from those worlds. When Hashem made the world, first there were worlds that He built and He destroyed. He was boy oilam asamach rivan until he made this world, and he said, "Den hanayin, di hanayin. This is the world that this is it. This is the world." So too, the Rebbe, the Izvitzer, is saying that when we're making decisions, because remember we're talking about the scale of we're going to come to it. Rav Sasson's going to come to it in a few minutes. That when a person is making decisions, there are choices that come from the almond schar. There are choices that come from those worlds that they appear in your mind, but they need to be destroyed. They appear and they need to be destroyed. They appear and they need to be destroyed and eliminated until you come to that in the Kuda, which is the Yisod HaMerkazi, which is the world of Tikkun. That's what he's saying. And in each person, he says, there are koiches shoivavim. During this time of the year, the parashiyas of getting out of Mitzrayim, of getting out of Golus, of getting to Maimon HaSinai and to Eretz Yisrael, these are the parashiyas to defeat or to make those choices. Instead of being soivavim and shoivavim, the parashiyas of shoivavim are to come to that nakuda of yesod in a person, the tikkunim of yesod. That's the lashon of the Izvitzer in Baha'u'llah Yisra. Some of you were together, we were together when we learned the Maimer of Rav Kook, the Maimer Hador. When Rav Kook was speaking about the generation, the time that we're living in, his door, which is our door, is a continuation of that door that he lived in at the turn of the 20th century, the beginning of the 20th century. And Rav Kook, some of you might remember that at the beginning of the Maimer, Rav Kook said, Muzar hu hador hazeh. We're living in a very strange generation. Muzar hu hador hazeh. Shoivav hu. Shoivav hu. Paroi hu. Wild. Shoivav. Unruly and wild. Avagam na'ala v'nisa. But very exalted and very high. These koiches ha-shoivavim, these powerful koiches ha-shoivavim of our generation, these unruly koiches of tohu, Rav Kook says, of course, as we've been learning about a lot over the past few years, the shorish of those koiches is very na'ala v'nisa, is very exalted. The inyan of the tzaddik is how to make a seder of them. And the way to make seder is that at the center of all of those choices between the koiches ha-shoivim is elokus. Lachain, let's continue with Lachain. Therefore, Lachain, Ein loistira ben rotzen lerotzen. Therefore, there is no stira between one ratzon and another ratzon. If you don't live a life that is complicated, the tzaddik has an uncomplicated life. That doesn't mean that life is easy, but his life is uncomplicated because he knows what he wants. He knows what he wants, so his life is uncomplicated. The Rasha of Rishoyim Saviv Yesalechu, his life is very complicated. Because every minute he's being pulled in different directions and he doesn't know what to do. He wants to be good, he wants to be bad. He wants Olam Hazeh, he wants Olam Haba. So he lives a complicated life. The tzaddik is, there's no steers between Ratzon and Ratzon. Shekein hakavona hapnimus l'shem shamayim, because it says in the Mishnah, v'chol ma'asach l'shem shamayim. Kol ma'asach l'shem shamayim. So all kol ma'asach l'shem shamayim. It's not complicated. V'atavei hamugel Hashem, the fire that's burning for Hashem, pischaboy es achush hameduyak, has developed in the tzaddik this chush hameduyak, a very precise chush, a feeling, a sense. Lachriya eiz a rotzen mi ben haritzaynes sha'olu hu hamatim v'haroyu achshav. He sees all of the possibilities, all of the options, but he has already developed a natural chush to feel which is the proper choice for right now. So he's not being torn to pieces. I mean, that decision whether or not your kid should go for college to Utica or something, or whether he should go to a place where there's a strong presence of Torah, or spend a year or two learning in yeshiva before he goes, whatever it might be, that's not going to tear you to pieces. That's not going to make you crazy. It doesn't make you crazy. I had an interesting conversation last week. And it could be, it's not said by way of Chalila to, in any way to insult. But I'm personally careful with Chalav Yisrael. No, for a long time, before it became so easy to get, but that's why I made a decision many, many years ago to have only Chalav Yisrael. Fine, yeah, like this and like that. I'm not saying that's for everybody, that's your decision. But I was talking to whatever you look, you speak to your posek, you look in yours from whatever you like, you do, isn't I? But that was my decision. So, in the beginning, my wife, we were only married a short time, and I made that decision, and she didn't feel yet she was ready for that. She said, you know, in the house there'll only be the Chav Yisrael, but you know, in the meantime, she'll still go to visit Carvel every now and then. Okay, fine. As long as we're kosher in the home, I'm okay with that. Doesn't affect me. And it was just a very short while, and well, Hashem, everything became Chalav Yisrael. Fine. But I was talking to this. I was talking to a couple where they had made the decision to keep Chalav Yisrael some time ago, and now the wife is Baruch Hashem is expecting. And she's having certain cravings for some of the old snacks or things she enjoyed. So first I said, you know, look, nowadays you can get anything now in Chalav Yisrael. It's not so hard. But they always tell me, you think that you can get everything. I'm not a milchig. I'm not milchigs anyway. I don't eat milchigs. Just ice cream. Other than that, I don't have milchigs. So I don't really know what's out there. It seems to me that when you go, like you look at I see what the kids are having, and this is like, there's a lot of Chalav Yisrael stuff. Unless you live out of town, it's hard, but in New York, you can't get Chalav Yisrael. But what I was trying to give over is that, listen, it was one thing when it was just that you were eating for yourself, but Baruch Hashem, you're expecting, so you don't want this baby to fress on Chalav Stam. What are you doing? What are you doing to the baby? So I figured, you know, you could reach your mother like that, you know. It's not so nice to do that, but I was like that was my strategy, you understand? Yes. I was using that maternal instinct. Like even if you don't care about your own life and you don't care about going to Gehenna, but you don't want your kid to go to Gehenna, That was my mahalach in this. It's old-fashioned. It worked. It's old-fashioned. But what I did say that, but I said it more like a little bit lighthearted way. But what I was saying is that, listen, you made a choice. You're a mitzvah you're expecting. So there's a unique that the baby's going to have. It's Parshas Shmos. Moshe Rabbeinu could only be nursed, you understand. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't drink something that wasn't... Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't drink something that wasn't pure, that wasn't holy. So think about why you made this decision and where you want to go with this. And that you're carrying a child, and that even, and I did say that even if it's something right now you have a weakness for, but be mechazik yourself to do the right thing. I'm not saying that, I never told you you have to have Chav Yisrael, but that was your decision. Don't lose focus. Don't lose your focus on that decision that you made. That was something you felt 3 years ago, whatever it was, when you decided, you know, it was your last Baskin-Robbins or Haagen-Dazs, I don't know what's out there, and you made that decision that you have a Chav Yisrael. There was a reason for that. And you made that decision. Don't change it now. It's davka a crucial time in your family's life. You're having mitzvah a baby. Don't change that now. Why? And sometimes it just takes a little bit of a conversation. Sometimes, if it's a person with anivus, this person, they're people of anivus, humble people. If it's somebody that's arrogant, it's very hard. But when it's a person of anivus, it's very relatively easy to bring an aniv, to bring a humble person back to that yisod ha-merkazi. It's relatively easy. Any of you have ever been teachers or rebbeim, you know that when it comes to hashpah, there are certain chever that it's relatively easy to bring them back to that nakuda that they themselves chose. I'm not telling you to do something different. You made this choice. Now you're in danger of getting you're being a little bit shovav, you understand? You're starting to dray a little bit. You're losing your focus. Don't forget Tachlis Anitzchi. Remember who you are. Remember your Tachlis Anitzchi. You're getting a little bit too dry. Don't go to that place. Stay on course. Every single football player can understand that. What's it like to be? I don't, these guys, I you can't look at them. They're such chayes. But that's what I'm talking about. Even the last time I ever saw a football game was already over 40 years ago. They were already back then. It was a pachet to see them. But before they even got suited up, it was like, but what kind of a ben azmanim? They have to be. I'm assuming that they have to be careful, no? With what they eat, and they have to work out ben azmanim, don't they? There are yeshiva bochim here, and many of us are former yeshiva bochim. What was it like for us ben azmanim? The ben azmanim is now they're going to be going to Dubai. You thought you're going to get away with Dubai this week. What's it like ben hazmanim for the yeshiva bar? You know how many parents are telling me, my kid doesn't pick up a gemara, the whole ben hazmanim. For a month, the kid never looked in a gemara. He's the biggest masvid, he sits the whole year in yeshiva. Ben hazmanim, what's he doing ben hazmanim? He goes here, he goes there, he goes this, he goes that. That's what my father was saying, except it was much more advanced with my father. But what do you mean is ben hazmanim? That guy, that football player, that 6'8" mutation, or whatever that is, that thing, That thing that calls himself a human being, that thing, he knows that he's got to be on course. Why? Because he wants to make $345 million a year, and he wants to do the stuff he wants to do, and he understands that if I want to make my $300 million throwing a ball around and catching a ball, if I want to make that money, that means I have to. I can't just let myself go with food and I have to work out. I have to stay on course because he has a yesod hamerkazi b'chayim, because he has the centerpiece of his life, and everything else in his life it revolves around that nekuda. And if he's hoylech achalibay, if this player would be hoylech achalibay and just go to eat and to do whatever he wants and just to sleep all day and not to run a couple of miles and not to lift weights, and then he's going to come back by the season and they're going to look at him and they say, get out of here. That's not what we signed on. I'm sure they have in their contract that they have to come back in shape. You can't just walk in like that. What do you mean? You had a ben hazmanim? But think about our ben hazmanim. People were falling apart during COVID. I mean, they'll be in March, April, falling apart. Gewalt, gewalt, gewalt. They can't be humans. They can't be Jews. They can't live. What's the matter with you? What's all this baby stuff? Seriously, it's a mamish baby stuff. Why? Because the Teretz says there's no Tachlis Anitzchi. There's no Yisod Merkazi. It's all Soviv Yishaleichem, Adreit Ahin and Aher. And then when it comes to Hashem Yisbarach making a test to find out who are the ones that are on course, then the ones that are on course didn't bother them at all. What happened? You can't daven without a shul? Why can't you daven without a shul? Who said the only place you can daven is in a shul? Oh, it says in the Gemara, it says in the Chei. It's good to daven a shul. When Hashem says the shul is open, you go to shul. When Hashem says the shul is closed, then you daven at home. And so what? And people do all kinds of crazy things because they can't daven without a tzibur, and they're going against the law, and they're doing all kinds of things, and they're going through the back door because they have to be. Why? Sovev Yisaleichem. That's a dreit. Who said that that's all the... Who made such a thing? That that's the only way you could be a Jew? Who said that? Where did that come? Who said? That's only with Yechareim. The Teretz says, because that person feels the Yiddish guy is so insecure and he's so vulnerable that if his regular routine in any way is going to be tampered with, the whole Yiddish guy is going to be fouled, like it's happened with all these a lot of the guys and the girls, was mostly with the Bochum all over the place going out there, Kalim, because there was never a Tachlis HaNitzchi. It was never Nekuda HaMerkazi. It was never the Yisoid. It was never the Yisoid. So now all of a sudden there are thousands of different choices, and all of a sudden the regular institution where I go to like almost like a robot that I'm programmed to go to, all of a sudden that's falling apart. Nusavas. So now all of a sudden the whole Yiddishkeit is fell, crying, I can't. How could it be? Why are they doing this to us? It's a gzeira. He's Hitler. He's a Russia. Jews are calling Jewish soldiers Hitler and Germans. It's because of the shyness. Not all of them behave the way that they should. But what is that? Because all of a sudden, you have to make a choice. It's not being made for you. All of a sudden, there are. Like, do you really care about davening? Until now, you had this thing called the shul. You know, you come 15 minutes late, you leave 15 minutes early, you schmooze a little bit, and you look at yourself that I davened. COVID did a strange thing to everybody. If you don't daven, you didn't daven. It never happened in history. Think about it. It's never did you daven, you didn't daven. It's I went to daven. Where do you daven? It's never about davening. First time ever in history. Because even other times, the bad times, Jews got together. First time ever. First time ever. You couldn't say, I went to daven. Your kid could say, did you daven or didn't you daven? Never happened before. Otherwise, you leave the house Shabbos morning, bye, I'm going to daven. Going to daven. And if you were allowed to take pictures on Shabbos, what kind of daven? That's davening. And if you could take a picture inside the person's head, that's called davening. Shoivev, soivev. But for the first time, all of a sudden, came an interesting thing. You actually went to daven. Whatever, 50 minutes, 20 minutes. What are you going to do there? I mean, unless you, I don't know, people talk to their wives during, I don't know, what is he going to do? You're going to make a coffee? It's davening time. You put in your 1,000 tefillin, you're in your room by yourself, so you say, okay, Baruch Shalom, what's going on? How are you? I know I never did this before. I've said Ashrei 10,000 times. You know, I never actually spoke to you. Such a bewer, and people were going out of their kelim. Crazy. What's going on with the Bachram? What's going on? You know what's happening in Eretz Yisrael with a lot of the guys? It's terrible. A lot of the guys who are passing the test, they've never learned stronger in their lives, ever. But the ones who are not passing it, falling apart. I don't blame them at all. It's a new sign. I'm not saying it as a criticism, but they don't have that. They don't, for whatever reason, didn't get to them. They don't feel that. So the Ben Hazmanim is a Ben Hazmanim. What's Ben Hazmanim? What does that mean? You mean the concept Ben Hazmanim? It means the Zmanim in Yeshiva. The midah, I'm sorry, I went over the time. The midah of Yesod is that this chush hamaduik la'achvia eizer rotzen mibein haritzaynes sh'olu hu hamatim v'arvoy achshav hu hamakuvan ke'ez de rotzen Hashem. Makuvan achshav l'rotzen Hashem. That is the makuvan of rotzen Hashem. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week we're going to actually get to the miskla, to the scale, and to finish the mind of the